what I did on my summer vacation by Kim Namjoon, age 18 and a half, by Rush Random, a BTS fanfiction rated explicit. Summary. On his gap year, Kim Namjoon accidentally joins a gang, takes over that gang, becomes the leader of the South Korean underworld, publishes his first mixtape, and gets 6 criminal boyfriends. It's a busy 12 months. Hey, you're Rap Monster, right?
Yeah.
You're really cool, man. I've been listening to you for ages. The guy practically bounces over the body, slinging an arm around Namjoon's shoulders.
You got a crew?
Namjoon shakes his head slowly. Well, we can fix that. Chapter 1, in which Kim Namjoon punches a guy super hard and joins a gang. Namjoon stumbles down from the stage, blinking, and lifts his sunglasses to rub at his eyes. Sunglasses indoors may seem kind of stupid, but god, stage lighting is a bitch, and Namjoon is not prepared to blind himself over a rap battle, no matter how satisfying it is to tear his opponents apart.
Water Rapmon?
A bartender, vaguely familiar with his dyed pink hair and broad-shouldered build, offers him a sealed bottle, and Namjoon accepts it, gulping half of it in seconds. He loves performing. He loves this feeling, the tingle in his fingers and the stone-heavy weight in his stomach, a combination of adrenaline high and anxious that makes his brain move fast, picking the right word, the right phrase, while paying attention to a dozen other things. He feels alive. He feels wired, and he has to restrain himself from bouncing, from grinning wildly, from grabbing the nearest person and word-vomiting a 1,000-word essay about every facet of how he just fucking destroyed Siwoo and every decision he'd made to get that outcome. It wouldn't fit his image, though, and Namjoon loves battling too much to hand out a free target like enthusiasm to anyone in this club. Maybe he, as Kim Namjoon, could tell someone, though. Just not as Rap Monster. Not as cool, composed, badass battle rapper Rapmon. That's fine, though. There are worse things than celebrating privately. He chugs the rest of the water bottle and hands it back to the bartender, accepts congratulatory back slaps and shoulder pats, and slips out the back door into the alley to catch his breath. It's not cold outside so much as it was sweltering inside, but the contrast makes him shiver all the same, and he leans his head back against the cold brick exterior of the Cherry Bar, straightens his hoodie, and looks up at the cloudy night sky. Fuck, his heart is still going like anything, and if he takes off his sunglasses, his cheeks would be warm and red behind the concealing lenses.
Hey, Rap Monster!
Namjoon recognizes the voice. It's Siwoo, his last opponent. He put up a decent fight, rather than just rolling over at Namjoon, and he'd had some bars. Not as good a flow as Namjoon, his jokes weren't as cutting, and the crowd had slowly but surely turned on him in favor of Rap Monster, but he wasn't bad. As such, Namjoon's face isn't quite as cold when he turns to face him. Siwoo is tall, an inch or so bigger than Namjoon, with wide shoulders and thick legs, more rhino than Namjoon's giraffe, and he doesn't look nearly as pleased to see him. He isn't alone, either. 4 other guys backing him up, in dark blue jackets that looked like they were bought at the same discount uniform store. Namjoon didn't know Siwoo was in a gang.
Siwoo,
Namjoon says, nodding to him. He hopes this isn't going to end nasty. Sometimes things do, in the community. It turns into diss tracks and side-picking and months of awkwardness until one side capitulates, by violence or social shame, and things simmer back down. Namjoon's got 3 beefs going already, diss tracks back and forth on SoundCloud, and carefully laid out lines of who can go to which club. He feels like a barbecue chef sometimes. He hopes that Siwoo isn't going to make it 4. There are only so many ways to say, well, sorry I hurt your feelings by being better at rapping than you are, no matter how fun it is to put a new beat together. Social shame is Namjoon's preferred weapon, but Xiwu's friends make him think that maybe the other rapper's bars were less polished because he prefers punching his critics.
Did you have fun in there? Xiwu half growls, and Namjoon smiles.
He can't help it. That stupid half growl had given him the ammunition he'd needed in his first response, and from the way one of the jacket guys, a man with cherry red hair and a brilliant smile, conceals a laugh, he's not the only one remembering his comparison to a Pomeranian.
Shut up, Jay!
The red-headed guy raises his hands innocently, despite the baseball bat he has slung over one shoulder, and Namjoon takes his hands out of his pockets.
Do you not have fun in there? Namjoon asks. You got some good hits, man. You almost had me in the second round.
That's a lie. Namjoon is much, much better than Xiwu. Namjoon is also much, much less armed than Xiwu, though, so he's willing to lie.
Being embarrassed? Humiliated by some punk kid who blew in on the last sweet potato truck?
Xiwu says, muscling into Namjoon's space.
No. No, I didn't.
So, what's the plan? Going to get your friends to beat me up? Namjoon feels his stomach sink, his brain kick in so hard he's amazed that Xiwu can't feel his brain shuttling through scenarios. He wants one where he doesn't go to hospital. He's not coming up with many options.
Yeah, I am.
You didn't know who you were dealing with, huh? Thought I was just another wannabe with smoke up his ass, not a real gangster, Xiwu says. Namjoon raises an eyebrow.
Ah, got it.
But you can't fight me yourself?
What?
I mean, I get it. Did you get someone else to write your bars for you too? Namjoon points over Xiwu's shoulder at the redhead who laughed.
That guy, maybe? He seems pretty intelligent. Are you saying I was biting?
I'm saying if you can't fight me without help, Namjoon shrugs.
I don't need help, Xiwu bites out. Guys, back off. This one's mine.
Boss, are you sure? Redhead asks, and Xiwu snarls again.
I'm sure. This is a matter between men. What kind of leader can't take down one skinny streak of country kid?
Another one of the gang members, this one a little older, wearing a crew cut, speaks up.
He's got a point, guys. Boss can handle this on his own.
Namjoon steps out into the alley properly and hopes for the best.
You got a weapon, monster? Xiwu asks,
and Namjoon shrugs.
Of course he doesn't. He's a law-abiding citizen. Why would he carry a weapon?
I don't need one, Namjoon says, as if carrying a knife makes you a weakling rather than terrifying. Xiwu flushes and passes his knife, a wicked, curved thing with a blade at least 6 centimeters long, over to the crew cut guy, stepping up. This is Namjoon's only chance. See, when Namjoon was about 10, his father realized that his only son was a really tall nerd who wore glasses and liked correcting people, and he taught him how to throw a punch. Just one punch, but with a hell of a lot of force behind it. Punch hard enough that you can get away, Namjoon's dad had said, pushing up his own glasses, because if they hit you first, you're going to drop. It wasn't said meanly, it was just a fact. Namjoon doesn't deal with pain well. He was never going to be a fighter. But hell, he can throw a damn good punch.
Are we going to fight?
Namjoon asks, triple checking. He doesn't want to fight.
Yeah, what? Are you scared?
Xiwu begins to taunt him. Namjoon punches him. He puts his entire body weight behind it, launches like he's punching through Xiwu's jaw, not into it, and watches him drop. Namjoon has a few weird skills people don't often think about. He has a weird double-jointed thumb on his left hand that he can turn almost entirely backward. He can recite the English alphabet backwards. He knows up to the 85th digit of pi. And he can throw a punch hard enough to knock out a horse. Xiwu hits the ground, and Namjoon shakes his hand casually, trying to ignore the pain.
Fuck!
Redhead guy bleats, grabbing his baseball bat. And Namjoon looks at the rest of the gang, Are you guys up next? He says, as if throwing another punch won't put him in a cast. His wrist is twinging, his fingers hurt, and his knuckles are already starting to swell. The crew cut guy snorts. What a loser. Can't even take a single punch. Another guy, with a mohawk, crouches next to Shiwu. What kind of leader can't take down one skinny streak of a country kid? He repeats, in fairly heavy Saturi. Dick, half of us are country kids. The red-headed guy beams at Namjoon. It feels a bit like being hit with a brick. A brick of condensed sunshine. Nobody should look that happy in a skeezy soul back alley. Hey, you're a rap monster, right? Yeah. You're really cool, man. I've been listening to you for ages. He practically bounces over Shiwu, slinging an arm around Namjoon's shoulders. You got a crew? Namjoon shakes his head slowly. Well, we can fix that, Crew Cut Guy says darkly. Namjoon gets the feeling that most of the things Crew Cut Guy says come out darkly. Monster, huh? Rap monster, Namjoon corrects, and Crew Cut Guy nods slowly. Monster crew, that's dope, Mohawk Guy says, standing up. What do you want to do, boss? Boss? Namjoon blinks, but he knows that if he shows weakness now, these hyenas are going to eat him. Yeah, right. Let's go get something to drink. I should get to know you, right? Right, red-headed guy says, and Crew Cut opens the door for Namjoon, shoulders set against the heat and noise of the bar. Rap monster, come up! Ikoki, come up! The MC shouts from on stage. Mohawk guy grins at him. Namjoon adjusts his sunglasses and steps back inside. Namjoon's day job is about as far away from his nightlife as he can manage. He acts as differently as he can, too, dresses differently, keeps the two portions of his life as separate as possible. Rap Monster wears leather and chains and gels his hair up like a mohawk. He's never seen without his sunglasses and his chin set stubbornly. Kim Namjoon wears chunky glasses and warm cardigans and styles his hair over his face. He's never seen without his worn leather messenger bag and a faraway look in his eyes. Nobody's recognized him yet. It's working. And he knows it's working because he's seen more than one of his competitors come in, serve them, and had them walk away none the wiser. Namjoon works part-time at a little local district library, barely funded and barely visited. He lives in constant worry that he'll come into work one day and the library will be closed, leaving him unemployed. It's a nice little place, one story tall, made of dark brown brick and squatted in a slightly overgrown park that few people care about. They get about 10 visitors a day, and they only have one real librarian, a Chinese woman who insists on using her Western name, Irene, and one part-timer, Namjoon. He cleans the library, vacuums the carpet, and polishes the windows, covers the new books in sticky-back plastic and adds them to the catalog, shelves the returns, and answers queries about where the bathrooms are and what the Wi-Fi password is. And he has absolutely tons of free time to write in. As long as he is available for queries and the chore sheet gets ticked off, Namjoon's time is his own, and he spends it working on his real job, music. He writes couplets, he writes verses, he practices difficult rhymes and moving his tongue in ways that feel almost unnatural, timing himself for syllables per second. He watches YouTube videos on cadence and flow, listens to other rappers spit off the dome on ciphers, challenges, battles, and songs, all offer different things for him to learn. And Irene doesn't care as long as nobody complains. Nobody complains. They have, like, 6 regulars. There are the 2 kids who come after school for 2 hours, reading manhwa, until their salary worker dad picks them up. There's the reading circle made up of 3 aunties on their 8th reread of Eat, Pray, Love. There's the guy with his ancient laptop that won't even turn on unless it's plugged in, who sits with his headphones in and writes all day. Namjoon doesn't really know any of them, beyond what you learn people watching. The kids love import comics, reading Spider-Man and Naruto, and playing quietly among the beanbags of the children's section. The reading circle don't really care about Eat, Pray, Love. They're here to gossip, and if what Namjoon has heard about Sung Ji-soo is correct, he does not want to cross her nephew. As for the computer guy, well, Namjoon knows he's the kind of guy who uses the same tea bag for 3 cups of tea, and when he takes out his earbuds, sometimes Namjoon hears hip-hop beats come through them. It's not much, and he doesn't get paid much, but he likes it. Today, when he ushers laptop guy out and walks up just after 9 p.m., he's meant to get the patrons out by 8:45, but laptop guy isn't hurting anyone. He just wants the Wi-Fi, and he doesn't care if Namjoon vacuums around him. Namjoon is still stuck on the weird events of the night before. He bikes to the station, takes the train back to his shitty little studio apartment. There's new graffiti on the wall of his building, but the big, stylized RM is way cooler than the previous shitty tags that they'd had, so he just shrugs as he locks his bike to the stair railing and heads upstairs, considering if he's going to head out to Massive or not. The battle tournament they have on Thursdays is pretty big. There are a lot of big names in the scene there, producers and rappers alike, and the prize money is better than the stuff offered at the Cherry Bar. And considering performing at Cherry makes up 75% of Namjoon's rent money, that's nothing to sniff at. On the other hand, Massive is established as K-Cruz, and he and Namjoon have beef. Nothing crazy, just enough to make Namjoon tentative about pushing in when he hasn't got anyone backing him up. If this was Ilsan, Namjoon would just call some friends, make a party of it, head in with Zico and Iron at his back, and he and K-Crew would both posture from their respective corners, maybe make some pointed rhymes in one of the roundtable ciphers later that night. But in Seoul, Namjoon sighs, pulling off his beanie and scrubbing a hand over his hair. He loves hip-hop, but sometimes he feels like he should have pursued a less stressful genre. Like jazz. Jazz surely didn't have as many gangs associated with it. If only he'd learned how to play the saxophone. His phone buzzes with a text from a number labeled Hobie Hobie Hope, and Namjoon frowns. He doesn't recognize the name or number, but it's definitely a registered contact. Hey, 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 you going to Massive? Not likely. Oh, why not? You'd smoke 'em, the crowd is low. K-Crew's crew is there though, right? I know that I'd smoke them. Massive is all amateurs last 2 months. Lol, that's how long you and crew been feuding, huh? Yeah. So, is his crew there? Yeah, so? So is yours. Namjoon frowns down at his phone, and a second later, Aselka comes through. The three dudes from last night, bunched close together. Red-headed guy is throwing up a V, clearly the photo taker, while Mohawk and Crewcut roll their eyes. He can't help a little laugh coming out. The three are clearly inside Massive. Namjoon recognizes the American hip-hop posters behind them, the big blown-up Marshall Mathers LP album cover that means they scored one of the good booths, and shrugs. He does really want to go to Massive, and the three of them seemed pretty intimidated by Rap Monster. He can play gang leader for one night. It's worth it for the cool 800,000 won he can walk away with if he wins the battle circuit tonight. According to SNS, the prize pool has been building since Namjoon had walked out of the club 3 months ago, and there's a pretty choice microphone up for grabs, too. It'll be a hard choice which one he wants to walk away with. Namjoon knows that he needs the money more than the equipment. He gels his hair up, ices out, and swaps Namjoon for Rap Monster. Walking into Massive feels good. The bouncer looks surprised to see him, but he stamps Namjoon's wrist, dramatic gothic M pressed under his charcoal hoodie. Namjoon nods to him, amiable, as he hands over his cover charge. Inside, things are pretty dead. There are a pair of rappers on stage, spitting with no flow, and the sound guy is drooping behind the board, hoodie up to obscure his face, and no doubt closed eyes. In one corner, he can see K-Crew, the five guys he runs with, a couple of cute girls all sitting around a table. There's a new kid tangled up with them, young enough that Namjoon kind of wants to ask why he's out so late on a school night. But Namjoon drifts his gaze over them, meeting K-Crew's eyes as the other rapper sits up in his chair. Not that Crew can tell through Namjoon's sunglasses.
Yo, yo! Hey, Rap Monster!
There are arms around his shoulders all of a sudden, but Namjoon waits for Crew to look away first. He does, and Namjoon smiles, turning to the enthusiastic redhead, who is no longer wearing one of the stupid uniform jackets, but a jersey over a hoodie instead.
Hobi, Namjoon says, nodding slightly. He assumes that's him, anyway.
Last night is a blur of free drinks and Mohawk guy declaring them best friends five ever. But he's pretty sure redheaded guy was the one texting him earlier.
You want a drink, Rapmon?
Hobi asks, steering them towards a booth where Mohawk and Crew Cut are lounging like slightly drunk lions.
I don't drink before I perform,
Namjoon says, shaking his head and taking a seat in the middle of the booth, where he and Crew can stare at each other more easily.
Water it is! Jiho, get the man some water,
he says to Crew Cut, who jumps to his feet and heads to the bar.
So, what's the plan?
Namjoon thinks for a moment, and the current battle comes to an anticlimactic end, the crowd barely even looking toward the stage. Crew Cut, Jiho, comes back with Namjoon's water, and he drains it, crushing the bottle and dropping it on the booth table. He smiles at Crew, who smiles back.
Fucking destroy them,
he answers, and heads for the stage.